Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to tackle something that might seem pretty basic on the surface, but trust me, it gets pretty interesting when you start digging in. Mm-hmm. We're talking about trainer difficulty in Zwift.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those settings you might glance at when you're first starting out but not really understand what it does. But once you figure it out, it can really change your whole Zwift experience, maybe even give you a leg up in a race.
For this deep dive, you guys sent in some great articles from Zwift Insider. And getting ready for this, even I learned a few things. So for all of you newer Zwifters out there, buckle up. You might have a couple aha moments as we break down what trainer difficulty really does, how it can change how your ride feels, and even how to use it strategically.
Exactly. It's not just about making things easier or harder. It's more like fine-tuning things to fit your goals and just how you like to ride.
So to start things off, let's just get the basics out of the way. Mm-hmm. What exactly is trainer difficulty, and what does that little slider actually do?
Okay, well, the simplest way to think about it is that trainer difficulty changes how much resistance your smart trainer puts out based on the hills in Zwift. It's kind of like a volume knob for how much you feel the hills, you know?
So if I've got it all the way up at 100%, it's like I'm actually out there grinding up LPD Zwift. I'm feeling every single percent of that climb.
Exactly. At 100%, your trainer is getting all the gradient info straight from Zwift and reacting to it. But if you turn it down, say, to 50%, it's like you're cutting those virtual hills in half.
So that 10% climb would feel like a 5%. But here's the thing. It's not actually making me go any faster or slower, right? Watts are still watts, no matter what the setting.
You got it. Your speed in Zwift comes down to how much power you're putting out, your weight, and the actual gradient of the road. Trainer difficulty just changes how much resistance your trainer is giving you, not the actual physics of a Zwift.
Okay, so I think I'm following so far, but this is where I start to get a little confused.
Yeah.
If it's not making me faster or slower, why does it even matter? Why would I want to mess with that setting?
Ah, okay, that's where it gets interesting. So even though your wattage is the same, trainer difficulty can really change how a ride feels, and that can make a big difference in your performance, especially if you're racing.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Can you give me an example? How does this actually play out when you're riding in Zwift?
Okay, let's say you're doing a hilly course, something like the Road to Sky route. If you're at 100% trainer difficulty, you're going to feel every bit of those climbs. You might find yourself shifting gears all the time to keep a good cadence, and your legs could get tired faster because of that.
Yeah, I think we've all been there. It's like you're fighting the trainer more than the actual hill.
Now, imagine you drop the trainer difficulty down, let's say 50%. Suddenly, those hills don't feel as steep, so you don't have to shift as much, and your pedaling can be smoother.
Hmm. I can already see how that could be a good strategy.
Right. It's all about finding that sweet spot where you can put out your power without grinding and getting that leg-burning feeling that can really wear you down, especially in a longer race.
This reminds me of something I read. One of the articles talked about trainer difficulty being like having virtual gears.
Oh, yeah. That's a great way to think about it. Lowering the trainer difficulty is like giving your bike a bigger granny gear, making it easier to spin up those hills, even if your real bike doesn't have really low gears.
And speaking of real-life gearing, one of the articles had this cool chart showing how much bigger those virtual gears get at different trainer difficulty settings.
Yeah.
And it even compared it to actual gear ratios.
Right. And that's important because it shows you how much of a difference trainer difficulty can make. On a 10% climb, 75% trainer difficulty would feel like having a 34 by 33 gear, even if your bike doesn't have anything low than a 34 by 28.
Wait, so you can basically create a gear that doesn't even exist on your bike. That's pretty cool.
Exactly. And it gets even more extreme the lower you go. 50% trainer difficulty on that same climb would feel like a 34 by 46, and 25% would be like a 34 by 77.
A 34 by 77. That must feel like spinning in butter.
Yeah, it can definitely make those climbs feel a lot less intimidating. Of course, you'll have to spin faster to keep up with someone riding at 100% trainer difficulty. But for some riders, that smooth, high-cadence spinning is more efficient and less tiring.
Okay, this is really interesting. It's not about trying to cheat or game the system. It's about finding the setting that works best for how you like to ride.
Exactly. And that's what we'll dig into more as we go deeper into this topic. We'll talk about how to use trainer difficulty strategically in races, how it affects something called variability index, and maybe even debunk some myths about what some people call difficulty doping. But first, let's take a quick break.
Okay, so we've talked about what trainer difficulty is and how it works with your smart trainer. But now, let's get to the good stuff. How can you use this setting to your advantage, especially when you're racing?
Yeah, this is where it gets a little more strategic. You might be surprised to hear that some Zwifters actually turn their trainer difficulty up for flatter courses, especially time trials.
Huh. Really? Why would you want to make it harder on yourself on a flat course? That doesn't seem to make sense.
It's all about feeling those little changes in the gradient that you might not even notice otherwise. Think about riding on Fuego Flats. It looks totally flat, but there could be a little bump that you just don't see.
Oh, I've definitely experienced that. Suddenly you slow down a little bit and you're like, wait, what just happened?
Exactly. With a higher trainer difficulty, you actually feel that little bump, even if it's just a 1% or 2% grade. That little bit of feedback tells you to push a little harder to keep your speed up.
So it's like having a heads up for those sneaky inclines.
Yep, that's a good way to put it. And that can be a big advantage in time trials, where keeping a steady speed is super important. Feeling those tiny bumps can help you pace yourself better.
That makes sense. Now, what about hilly races? I'm guessing turning the trainer difficulty down would be the way to go.
You got it. On a course with lots of hills, lowering the trainer difficulty can make a huge difference in how your legs feel, especially towards the end of the race. Remember those virtual granny gears we talked about? They can really help you spin up those climbs, and spinning at a higher cadence can be less tiring than pushing a big gear.
Okay, I think I'm starting to see the whole picture now, but there's something I'm curious about. One of the articles talked about something called variability index, or VAT, and how trainer difficulty can affect that. What is that all about?
That's a great question. So variability index basically measures how much your power output changes during a ride. A higher size means your power is going up and down a lot, while a lower V means you're more consistent.
And I'm assuming keeping your power consistent is a good thing, especially during a race.
Yeah, usually. Being smooth and consistent with your power is generally more efficient. And that's where trainer difficulty comes in. If you have it set high, you're more likely to see big changes in your power as you go up and down those hills.
Because you're pushing harder on the climbs and then easing up on the descents.
Exactly. But when you lower the trainer difficulty, those changes in resistance are less dramatic, so you can keep your cadence and power more consistent.
So even though you're doing the same amount of work, lowering the trainer difficulty can make it feel easier because you're not constantly pushing and then backing off.
Right, and that can also affect how hard you feel like you're working. It might actually feel easier, even if the watts are the same. It's not about actually making the work easier. It's about changing how the resistance feels so you can put your power down more smoothly.
So trainer difficulty isn't just about brute strength. It's about strategy and knowing how to use Zwift to your advantage.
I think that's a really good point, and that's why it's such a powerful tool. It lets you adjust the experience to match your strengths, your riding style, and the demands of the course.
Speaking of adjusting things, what about people who use the KICKR climb? Does trainer difficulty mess that up at all? I know it's supposed to simulate the inclines.
It can, yeah. If your trainer difficulty is below 100%, the KICKR climb won't react to the full gradient. But there's a neat trick you can use to work around that.
Oh, a Zwift hack. I all ears.
It's called the wheelbase hack, and it basically involves changing the wheelbase setting in the Wahoo Fitness app. You put in a longer wheelbase than your bike actually has, and that tricks the system into sending the full gradient data to the climb, even if you've lowered your trainer difficulty.
That's so clever. It's cool how Zwifters are always figuring out these little workarounds.
Yeah, it's one of the things I really love about the community, always sharing tips and tricks to help each other get the most out of Zwift.
So we've covered a lot about trainer difficulty today, from the basics to some pretty advanced strategies. But for newer Zwifters who are just getting started, what would you say is the most important takeaway? What should they focus on?
The most important thing is to just try it out. Don't be scared to play with the trainer difficulty setting and see how it changes things. Pay attention to what happens to your cadence, your power, and how your legs feel, especially on climbs.
Just like anything in Zwift, the more you try things out, the better you'll understand how it works and the more fun you'll have.
Exactly. And don't get too caught up on finding the perfect setting right away. What works for you might change depending on the course, your workout, or even how you're feeling that day.
It's all about finding what feels good and helps you reach your goals, whether that's winning races, conquering those tough climbs, or just having a nice, smooth, enjoyable ride.
You know, and Swift is always changing and evolving, so what we think we know about trainer difficulty now could be totally different down the road. That's part of what keeps things interesting. There's always something new to discover and learn.
That's so true. I feel like I've learned a ton about trainer difficulty today, and I'm definitely going to be trying out some different settings on my next ride. But before we wrap things up, I've one last thought to leave you with. So if trader difficulty is really about changing how the resistance feels to find what works best for you, are there other settings in Zwift that we can play around with to get a similar advantage? I'm thinking maybe your choice of bike or drafting or even how you use those in-game snacks.
Yeah, you're totally right. It's like you said before, Zwift's more than just brute force. There's a whole layer of strategy there, kind of like real-world cycling. And the people who do really well in Zwift are the ones who figure out all those little details and use them to their advantage.
So it sounds like we're just scratching the surface with trainer difficulty. It's a good starting point, especially for new Zwifters who are still learning how everything works.
Oh, for sure. Think of trainer difficulty as a way to personalize your experience and really make the most of your rides, whether you're focused on racing or just training or just having fun exploring all the world.
And for anyone who's feeling like this is all a bit much, what's the one thing you'd tell them about trainer difficulty?
I'd say just keep it simple and don't overthink it. The cool thing about Zwift is you can change the trainer difficulty whenever you want. Play around with it, see what feels right for you, and don't be afraid to change it up based on the course or the workout you're doing.
I like that. It takes the pressure off trying to get it perfect.
Yeah.
And just lets you have fun and explore.
Yeah, exactly. And you never know, you might stumble upon a new setting or a strategy you never would have found if you hadn't been experimenting.
Well, I think we can all agree that trainer difficulty is a lot more interesting than it might seem at first glance. Who would have thought that one little slider could make such a big difference in how your ride feels and even change up your racing tactics?
It just shows you how complex and interesting virtual cycling can be. Even though we're riding in this digital world, there are so many factors that affect how we perform and what the experience is like.
And that's what makes it so fun to keep exploring. We're always learning new things about Zwift, finding little hidden tricks, and coming up with ways to tweak and optimize our setups.
Yeah, it really is a journey of discovery, just like cycling itself.
That's a great way to put it. So to all of you deep divers out there, keep exploring, keep experimenting, and most importantly, keep having fun out there on those digital roads. And remember, there's always something new to learn.
Happy Zwifting, everyone.
Happy Zwifting.